SoCal tries to find the words.
Well, I'm a Democrat, but they deserve it.
It is what it is. I mean, just got to go with it. Just got to try to be positive now.
It's November 6th, the day after. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll break down some of the local election results.
But I can promise you, prosecutors will not overuse the new tools that the voters gave us last night.
And the situation getting really bad with the winds whipping up fires across SoCal.
Right now, we're really focused on helping the people that are in the area to kind of get out.
It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. A lot of people woke up today with the thought, did that really just happen? The election that we thought might take days to decide was actually over very quickly and very decisively, and Donald Trump will be the president of the United States again. Are you thinking of leaving the country? Get in line.
Normally, we'd be sold out 2 months in advance, but now we're sold out 5 months in advance.
That's coming up in a bit, but first. John Baird was out getting reaction as people woke up and walked out.
One man just seemed to roll with it.
Well, I'm a Democrat, but they deserve it. They deserve it because the country is not in a good shape.
He seems to have turned a page and believes Donald Trump is the right one for the job.
In my opinion, Trump, he's an instigator, but the economy, he can get it better.
Other people just kind of shrugged and seemed resigned to Trump's victory.
It is what it is. I mean, just got to go with it. Just got to try to be positive now.
A couple of women told me it wasn't Kamala Harris's time yet.
I understand why Trump won, and I know that the country is not ready for a woman president.
Some also felt that the vice president should have done more to help struggling families during her 4 years in the Biden White House.
Really interesting to hear all that reaction. It's like resignation almost from people who were Kamala Harris supporters. And you wonder what that means in terms of protests and in terms of reaction and in terms of what might develop. Anything that does develop, you'll hear about it on KNX News. Listen on 97.1 FM, the Odyssey app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play KNX News. Another thing that we will be covering is the weather and the fires it is generating. It is the worst Santa Ana event we've had in quite a while. The National Weather Service has this designation called particularly dangerous situation that they attach to things like red flag warnings. They haven't used it in 4 years, and that is what we are under right now in Southern California. Can't possibly cover it in real time on a podcast, so listen to KNX News on any of those platforms I just mentioned as the fire situation develops. Right now, the biggest one as we're recording this is the mountain fire in the Camarillo Heights area. It's crossed the 118. Several people have been hurt, taken to the hospital. 1,500 acres already as of noon today, and a lot of buildings and homes are under threat now. Evacuation orders in the area. People near Las Poses Country Club are being told to get out.
Right now, we're really focused on helping the people that are in the area to kind of get out. We do have some instructions for people with large animals. We can have the large animals be evacuated and taken to the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And smaller rescues can be taken to the Camarillo Animal Shelter as well.
That's Ryan Ayala with CHP. Here's John Siustra with Greenwood Daylily Gardens, which is in the area.
We drove away from the smoke, but we can look at it crossing over the 101 just past Carmen at Rice Road in Camarillo. So it's not even fun on the freeway. It's very thick over there.
Because the winds have been so bad, they can't do what they normally do, which is put planes overhead to drop water. That really can't be done until the winds die down. SoCal Edison has told people that power shutoffs are possible throughout the day and across the area. About 41,000 people, as we're recording this, don't have power because of what they call the public safety power shutoffs. Here's the spokesperson, Gabriella Ornelas. She says they're trying to provide help to people who are affected by this?
SCE manages community crew vehicles that provide customers with resiliency kits. They also have information on public safety power shutoff. They also have the ability to charge devices there. So for folks that don't have power in their home, they can go to the vehicle, charge up their phone or their laptop while they're there, get some snacks and water.
She says it'll take several hours after the winds die down before Edison can turn the power back on. Again, stay tuned to KNX News for any updates on the fires as the situation develops. Back to some election news. L.A. County will have a new D.A. As expected, Nathan Hochman has unseated George Gascon by a wide margin. Prop 36, the tough-on-crime measure, also passed by a wide margin. He says that'll help put repeat criminals behind bars. But when we talked to Hochman this morning, he struck a moderate tone. He says he plans to give first-time offenders the opportunity to get a clean slate.
But that's where non-prison alternatives come into play. Community service, restitution, pay it back if you stole something, or if you have a serious drug addiction, a diversion program that gives you a choice. Go to prison or do an 18-month rehab program, which if you successfully complete, will wipe a record clean of the crime you've committed.
More on Prop 36 in a minute, but first, Hochman is going to take over next month right before the hearing on December 11th, where a judge will consider what happens to the Menendez brothers, whether they should be resentenced and could possibly be released right away. Hochman says he will look at the evidence and everything involved with the case before that court date.
Once I begin that review, if it turns out that I do need additional time, I will certainly request it.
Deferring any statement on that, at least for now. Menendez brothers also have a hearing before Hochman takes office on the 25th of November, right before Thanksgiving. That's where a judge will consider a habeas corpus petition filed last year for a review of new evidence that didn't come up at their trial. Okay, back to Prop 36, the measure that increases penalties on certain crimes. Victory was a big margin. Why was it so lopsided? Talked with Kami Akhavan, director of the USC Center for the Political Future.
The mood was changing as we saw what was happening on our own streets. And to many people, they were looking in their own communities and seeing the local Nordstrom would have a car or two car loads of people who would rush in, steal things, and then rush out. They were seeing this in suburban communities. It really frightens people in a way that was alarmed them. They were not used to seeing these kinds of property crimes occur in their communities. And I think that's where they looked at to their district attorneys and local leaders and saying, what are you going to do about this? This is not, we're not used to this type of crime in our community. So fix it, make it go away.
Todd Spitzer, the DA in Orange County, heard the call on Prop 36 on KNX News last night and gave us a call telling us that it would help address repeat offenders and restore tougher consequences for crimes.
And so now we finally have the tools to tell convicted criminals, hey, you have got to do something to help yourself with your addiction. And if you don't, then you're looking at incarceration. So we lost that tool. We got it back. But I can promise you, prosecutors will not overuse the new tools that the voters gave us last night.
People in LA County also voted to tax themselves more for homelessness services. That was Measure A, leading by a comfortable margin now, although there's a lot of votes still out, 55% to 44, adds an additional 0.5% sales tax. We talk with Elise Buick, president of United Way LA, leader of the campaign for Yes on that.
We've done a lot in the city of LA, but we have 88 cities. And so this measure will be game changing in terms of a regional approach to solving this issue.
It's supposed to raise about $1 billion in its first year, fund more shelters, affordable housing, and addiction treatment. Also, Measure G, the big reform measure to L.A. County government that would expand the Board of Supervisors from 5 members to 9, add an elected county executive. It's got a very slight edge to Yes right now, but still too close to call, and it might take a few more days before we can make a call on that. Speaking of counting the votes, here's how it's going with Karen Adams.
Votes arrived by car and by LA County Sheriff's helicopters here at the Ballot Processing Center. County Registrar Dean Logan says the workers here will be tallying mail-in ballots for days.
Here in this facility at the Ballot Processing Center, we have about between, at any given time, between 600 and 700 employees who are working here.
He says they saw an Election Day surge of people voting in person.
4 years ago, we ended, I think, at about 78% by the time we certified the election. I think with this Election Day surge, it's possible that we will approach that.
The votes must be certified by December 3rd. In industry, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It's Karen Adams at the big vote processing center in the city of industry. Whether it's tongue-in-cheek or not, a lot of people waking up talking about leaving the United States to live someplace else today. So you're not alone if you are feeling that way. On our Countdown 2024 show on KNX News, Margaret Carrero and Charles Feldman talked with somebody who has been helping people do that.
Since 2010, Jackie Lang has been helping people move to Panama through Panama relocation tours. She and her daughter-in-law, Mariana, who runs Mexico Relocation Guide, joined Charles Feldman and me on our Countdown 2024 show.
We move about 100 people a month to Panama, and I talk to so many people that say they're just tired of politics. They don't care if Harris wins or Trump wins or somebody else wins. They just don't want, they want to turn that off. They don't want to hear it anymore.
But is it,
Come to Panama and enjoy their life. And
right, but Jackie, have you actually seen a same question actually also for Mariana. Have you seen an uptick because of this current election?
Yes.
You have, both
yes,
of you?
Certainly. Yes, certainly. Absolutely.
Yes, we've seen a huge uptick. I do a 6-day, 7-night all-inclusive tour to show people the country while we're teaching them how to move to Panama. And we're sold out until April. Normally, we'd be sold out 2 months in advance, but now we're sold out 5 months in advance.
Mariana says they have people who have been planning for months, if not years.
This election isn't anything new, right? They knew that there would be another candidate. But regardless of who wins, we have people on either one of their candidates. Some people are going to obviously be upset regardless of what the results are. So we have helped people for years or months or even a week before they actually plan to move to get it done.
And that's the L.A. Local for this 6th of November. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships, CD inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.